This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to cover a couple things. In just a couple moments, we're going to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and give you the news across the United States of America. Again, the news that the CIA-controlled media means to withhold. It's our job to do our job, just like that of Samuel Adams, who was a son of liberty, along with John Hancock, John Adams, Patrick Henry, and the list goes on, James Otis, a whole plethora of other famous men that established our republic. They had something called, in 1772, Correspondence of Committee, and the Committee of Correspondence, which kept the colonies awake as to what was going across, the ponds, and the concern that they had of knowing exactly what the King Tyrant was doing over there, the Tyrant King George, I'm sorry. And again, they kept the people abreast as to what was going on, and that's exactly what we're doing here again. This isn't the radio program where we ask the devil for permission to obey God. That's just not us. It never has been us, and it never will be us by the grace of God. With that said, we're going to be going over there in just a couple moments, and then we're going to be talking about the church militant. Where is it at? Much to cover there. But before we get to that, I want to cover the fact that we took some time yesterday to go to a local college because Ilhan Omar, one of the said representatives from the state of Minnesota, was there, and they were talking about Islamophobia. And it was interesting because once we got to the college itself, we walked in and we looked around. It was kind of a mixed crowd. We've seen a lot of homosexuals, lesbians, and we also seen many Muslims. And as I've warned again for years now, that the Muslims are riding the coattails methodically to a T, to the very jot and tittle of exactly what the homosexuals are doing. They're attempting to play the victim while they perpetuate the crime, and it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what we've seen yesterday. Once we got there, there was two representatives. One was Ilhan Omar, and then another one was some lady. I have no idea who she was, nor do I care who she was. The only reason that I would care is the fact that she had no idea as to what she was talking about. And what they did is they started off the program with showing a video of some Muslims in Bloomington, Minnesota, which is in my backyard here, where three white Caucasian individuals drove from Illinois and they bombed one of their mosques, we're told. And so they started that out, and that's what they exactly, again, they had to put themselves in the position of being the victim. So we watched that. Now, I was kind of agitated with that right off the get-go. And by the way, what you need to know, too, is there was hardly anybody there, okay? But what the media will do is they'll go inside, they'll take a picture behind the group of people that they can get together, and then they'll put it on the front page of the paper, and they'll suggest to everybody that there were so many people there, and everybody's thinking the same way that they are. Folks, After this meeting was over, it was dead air. They were in a gridlock. They were for 1 hour talking about hates and fear and how we'll overcome fear. The whole dialogue was completely controlled from the beginning to the very end. There was no time for questions and answers, and they wanted everybody to just drink the Kool-Aid along with them. And I also want to suggest to you, too, friends, for those that did not know, if you think that kids in public schools are stupid, which they are not, by the way, just go into colleges in your local communities, in your local areas, friends, because you're going to find out that those people, they are confused, confusion of faith. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, because, folks, it was nothing but let's get rid of the stop signs. And when they kept talking about hate, and I'm talking about the stop signs as being the law of God. Read Psalm 19, by them thy servant is warned. They wanted to get rid of the stop signs. And when they kept talking about hate, I'm sitting here, and I know where they were going. I knew what they were saying. But if I was a spectator and I just came in there, I'd be saying, well, what are you talking about hate? You keep talking about this hate. What are these acts of hate that you keep talking about? And then it turned into a new administration bashing session as well. And again, they were playing the victims throughout. And when we watched this, it was just like the only strength that they have, friends, is what the media gives them, because they don't have anything working for them in any sense of the word. Now, let me go back to this meeting. So when we were there, Ilhan Omar started to talk. And I got to be honest with you, I expected a lot more than what I heard, because the only thing I heard from this one that was feeding into Islamophobia, of course, so they could play the victim as they perpetuate the crime, just like the homosexuals that were there were doing the same thing. The only thing she could say is, and this other said representative that was with her, she kept talking about our democracy, and she kept talking about hate over and over and over again. And folks, it was a prime example of why our country is so confused, because what they do is they listen to the lying media along with confused, uneducated politicians. And so I'm literally just throughout the duration of this time, is this almost over? When are we going to get to Q&A? Is this almost over? When are we going to get to Q&A? Is this almost over? When are we going to get to Q&A? And we never got to Q&A. They didn't want any questions asked. As a matter of fact, the time that they did ask a question, they said, now what we want you to do is find someone for the next 5 minutes and talk about how you have seen where the Muslims have been victimized by we the people in our country. And what they didn't know is on hand, I had my phone there. And on my phone, I had Ilhan Omar, who was just a week and a half ago meeting with Hamas terror-tied organization, doing a fundraiser with them. And then now in the paper today, friends, the lying papers today, they have her in question now for distributing funds or allocating funds in an unlawful manner. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, now you're in the paper today. You were playing the victim yesterday, but now you're in the paper today. Oh, wait a second. I get it. I know where that hate's coming from. What you keep referring to as hate during this whole time that we were in there for about an hour, hour and a half, was a reference to the laws of our constitutional republic. Bingo. Bingo. It's the same thing with the gays. You know what they keep referring? They want to redefine the word hate to mean what the law in reference actually stands against concerning their crimes. And if you were to ask them the question as to what do you keep referring to when you talk about hate, folks, they were talking about our laws. They're saying that our laws are hate-filled because it stands against their crimes against God, against man, and against we the people in the United States of America. So, folks, just to let you know, we're hands-on here. It was pathetic. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, if it sounded confusing concerning my time over at the local college with Ilhan Omar and another representative, it's because that's how the whole conversation was. There was nothing there. It was dead air. It was craziness. They didn't have a leg to stand on. You know, my son just told me that Ilhan Omar, yesterday when she first started talking after she got through about 15 times, she finally got to the point where she was talking about undocumented immigrants. No, they're not undocumented. They're illegal. See, the law is the problem to these people. The law is the problem not only to the Muslims. The problem with the homosexuals is the law. And the homosexuals don't know that they're being used by these Muslims. By the way, that's why Keith Ellison, who wants to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota, is the chairperson for the LGBT. Boy, doesn't that contradict their Quran, friends, every step of the way? Yeah. Again, I'm a preacher. I'm for redemption. I'm not for murdering anybody. I hate violence. Let me say it again. I hate violence. We're going to take a phone call from Nick out of North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. A pleasure to speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, first of all. God bless you, your family, this great country that you are helping out every day by spreading your word, my friend.
Amen. Thank you.
I have to tell you, you know, as far as homosexuality is concerned and Muslims and whatnot, you know, you cannot speak enough about the importance of that. And it's not about hate. It's about safety. It's about doing what's right by our family and by the good people of the Lord.
Amen.
And I have to tell you something. You know, it's pretty interesting. God bless Donald Trump, our wonderful president, for what he's doing. We have taken in an individual here, a friend of a friend. He happens to be a Russian fellow. And I have to tell you, they're right on the money, because they don't tolerate these things that these liberal snowflakes are putting up with, or, you know, and spreading upon us. And he's a very smart individual. Is it okay if I put him on the phone with you for a second?
What are we talking about now? Be more clear, please.
Hold on, let me put him on. I'll make.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Nikolai. I'm a Russian citizen from Moscow. Pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. We love President Trump. He's a great man.
Can we get to the point, please? You're on national radio, my friend. Let's get to it.
Yes. He gets along with Putin, and that's a good thing, not a bad thing. Yes?
Okay. You're the one with the question or the comment, so I'm listening to you, but go ahead.
Well, the point that I make is that Putin is president for life. Wouldn't it be good for Trump to be president for life for America?
Okay.
Yes, I mean, your thoughts?
Okay, yeah. You know what, guys? We're going to have to stick to the topic here, and that is when we call into the radio program, let's do our best to stick to the topic. Let me go back to this. You know, we have the caller from North Carolina. He calls in, talks about how we're right on the money with what we're talking about with Islam and the homosexual, again, because that's what the Word of God declares, and so do the enumerated laws of our U.S. Constitution in the United States. He's right. Our laws stand against what they advocate for. And then on the other hand, he starts talking about our great president. That it's agreed with the Supreme Court that said it's okay to say that two men can get married and two women can get married. Folks, how does that work? First of all, let me say this. Article 3, Section 1 says that judges sit during good behavior. And to take that a step further, Alina Kagan was appointed by none other than Barack Hussein Obama, who appointed 225 homosexuals and transgenders and lesbians to federal governments. And on their heels was who? Just like I warned you, friends, and just like I'm telling you again, the Muslims. Look at the DHS was stacked by terror-tied Muslims. Okay? Just in time, Alina Kagan's appointed. Alina Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. She never judged a case a day in her life. And Donald Trump is agreeing with Alina Kagan, who tore down, who wars against God, to say it's okay that two men can get married and two women can get married. Friends, for the record, God doesn't call homosexuality a sin. For the record, he calls it an abomination. Okay, just for the record. No, Donald Trump isn't a wonderful president when he agrees with that which is illegal before God and man. When you advocate what God condemns and stand back and praise the man that's doing it because Alina Kagan said so, or a corrupt court, namely the Supreme Court, says so, I want to tell you what, it's better for you to agree with God and hold your praise for man to yourself. Because that has a double meaning big time, and it's confusion to face. No, Donald Trump is completely in error. Never in the history of mankind has any country ever lawfully called forth marriage. Because that is an institution of the church, not the government's. And by the way, that's why we have a wall of separation of church and state, an erected wall to bar government from what it's doing today. They have no business advocating for homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Never! Did you get it? Never in the history of mankind. Donald Trump's completely in error there. And by the way, let me say this for the record, too. I don't care what Alina Kagan said. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. When they stand against God, I'm going to be on the right side, just like Moses did when they created the golden calf. And he came back down from his time with the Lord when he was giving him the Ten Commandments, only to find that the church didn't stand guard, but they went back down, they created the golden calf, Aaron his brother did, and they began to say, hey, let's take your gold and your silver. And what did Aaron do? He said he feared the people, so he made them a golden calf. And what did the people say? These be our gods that delivered us from Egypt. And what did Moses say when he came back down? Those that are on the Lord's side come over here, and those that aren't go over there. Okay? It's important for people to understand that God is absolute. He is a holy God. He is a just God. He is an absolute God. And until we get the characteristics of who he is, we're not going to understand what's right and wrong in the sense of, well, we need to be a little bit more merciful about it. No. If you love people, tell them the truth. There is a real place called the judgment seat, Hebrews 9:27. There is a real place called hell because men chose to violate God's moral law. Read Luke 12:4. Where we fear God, we don't fear hell, just to put that in a healthy perspective as well. But friends, this is absolutely ridiculous. If you're going to call in, please stick to the topic, or at least add to or take away from what we're talking about during that particular time, okay? Because I'm not going to open up the airwaves for you to sit there and play the cheerleader for the new administration, unless, of course, you want to tell us why you are, but hang on the line so I can at least tell you why not to, okay, and why you shouldn't be. With that said, let's jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want to highlight some of the things that are taking place in your country. Friends, I want to ask you the question because it shows you the level of truth that the media is willing to walk in. Why is Hillary Clinton still making headline news? Why has she still been given a free hand to attack Donald Trump? Because she's not afraid of consequence. She's not afraid of reciprocity, friends. She's not afraid that he's going to come back and do anything to her. Why? Remember, Donald Trump said she's good people, the Clintons are. And don't forget about August 12th when another girl that was investigating the Clintons and sex trafficking, friends, and pedophilia was killed. Okay? Adding to the plethora of dead bodies around the Clintons. Why is the media constantly putting the microphone up to Hillary Clinton's mouth? Doesn't that tell you who the media works for? Doesn't that tell you the characteristics of who they are that are pulling the strings? Those that are in operation of the CIA-controlled media? It should. Because on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hillary Clinton, it says, Democrats won't be civil to Republicans until we take over. Until we take over. America, listen to that because that is totalitarianism. Until we take over. If you know anything about history, I've shared with you before, a defector from Russia, who had come over into America, told us how the Russians are systematically breaking down our system, and the first thing they do is demoralize the people to accept the forbidden. Okay? And you're already there, America. And then he said, what happens is you can warn them people all that you want, but until the foot comes down, they won't listen to anything. Listen to what Hillary Clinton says. Democrats won't be civil to Republicans until we take over. Folks, you are on a precipice. Do you understand? You're on a precipice, and you need to listen to with your ear as to what she is saying, because she is parroting those that mean to control your lives in every aspect. But I'm just asking you the question, why is she still free to do what she wants to do? Again, let me remind you of that DOJ that Donald Trump has in his hand. He can do whatever he wants with it. Let me remind you that the American people said Donald Trump, 44 seconds into his victory speech, that we the people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Why is a mic put up to her mouth? I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight a couple more things, and then we're going to get over to the militant church, the church militant. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael slammed ashore near Mexico Beach, Florida, Wednesday, becoming the most powerful storm on record to hit Florida's panhandle. The Category 4 storm made landfall with 155-mile-an-hour winds. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center. He joined Fox News and said that this storm will be felt for many days.
Power outages because of these winds could last several weeks. Just a serious situation, catastrophic with building damage, trees down, power outages, but not just the coast. We still expect hurricane force winds stretching on the Alabama-Georgia state line.
The operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people was arrested on Wednesday. It wasn't immediately clear what the man was charged with as he was taken into custody following a traffic stop on a highway near Albany, New York. President Trump is set to have one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one in Pennsylvania. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We'll take your phone calls, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We will take your phone calls, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why White House leaker Dina Habib Powell McMaster's Huma Abedin should not be UN ambassador. Folks, she's linked in. She's linked in with the mess that you had in Barack Hussein Obama's administration. Which only goes to show you again, this draining the swamp was nothing more than talking points, because the swamp's not being drained, friends. Listen to me carefully. It's being stacked. They're being appointed. You can literally see where this administration has told you one thing and has done just the exact opposite. And I have showed you on this radio show day after day. And you're the one that's going to have to make the choice. I can't make that for you. She's sitting here with Valerie Durrett. She's with Huma Abedin, a picture right in front of me. Another article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Brett Kavanaugh, I had shared with you yesterday, folks. He's a part of the Vince Foster cover-up, as well as he's an advocate for strengthening tyranny concerning surveillance on the American people. Not your enemies, America. You need to understand you are the enemies. Sons of Liberty Media.com, California, 1,500 non-citizens registered to vote. That's just the ones that we know about. This is happening in California. This is happening all across the country. Your said representatives, again, are alluring illegals into the United States of America. They're trying to rename them to undocumented. Now they're calling them citizens, friends. These are your representatives doing this to you in your country. And I can go on. Just check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. It's happening, and we're in it. It's happening, and we are in it. Yesterday, I'd shared with you that the USMCA is worse than NAFTA, but you were sold that as an embedderment for the United States of America, as a promise fulfilled. And by the way, that's all this administration has to say is another promise fulfilled. Well, why don't you pay attention to the promise fulfilled? Because you'll find out again that it's the exact opposite as to what's taking place concerning the promises given. With that said, friends, I'm going to jump over to the church militant. D.L. Moody had said, "Have you ever passed through the furnace and have been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught? Unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul, you cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire." Okay. I have been paying attention to a couple guys across the United States of America. I brought this up several times, and I feel that I got to bring it up again for some reason. But as I was getting ready for the show today, I ended up on a guy named Mark Taylor's website. And he's the guy that wrote Trump Prophecies. I guess they got a movie coming out about him now. And it's interesting to note, friends, that how blind the sheep are. And the reason they're sheep, friends, and they're blind is because they haven't taken time to study the Word and show themselves approved. They don't know the Word. That's why they listen to guys like Mark Taylor. But it's interesting the time frame that Mark Taylor came out. It's interesting that he is saying the Lord told him what is not scriptural. It's interesting to note that he'll talk about what's up and coming. And guys, this guy has missed it so many times, and yet people keep listening to what he has to say. He is misleading the American people, namely the church who is just gobbling it up. Look at the time this guy came out. Look at the people that have taken the time to turn their ear over to this guy and listen to what he has to say and then line it up to Scripture. And if you would do that, I wouldn't have to say anything any longer. That guy is to a T. The earmarks, the identifying marks, the characteristics of a false prophet to a T. And you know why people like to hear what this guy has to say? Because he tells them what they want to hear. See, they don't love the truth. They hate the truth. And these are the ones that claim that they love Jesus Christ so much, yet keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. And also keep in mind, it was the chief priest that moved Herod. Not that Herod was innocent just because he washed his hands in water and said, "I'm free from his blood." Baloney, you knew what you were doing and you did it. But keep in mind who was responsible for crucifying Christ. Folks, this is the spirit of Antichrist coming through this man. And I don't know how many different ways I have to convey my message to people. Because if people would just simply do their own due diligence, they would find out that exactly what I'm telling you is exactly spot on. Because again, I'm not here giving you my opinion. I'm not on this radio program day by day by my will, the will of the flesh. I didn't apply for this job. I'm not making millions of dollars, friends, the way that some people may think that I am. You're sadly mistaken. Now, if I cut my hair and put on a nice suit, yeah, there'd be no problem. I'd be making a lot of money. That's all I'd have to do is just remove the cross, remove the law of God that drives men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. That's all I'd have to do is remove that. Remove his judgments that David loved. David said, I've chosen the way of truth. He's laid his judgments before him. He didn't want to offend him. David said in Psalm 119, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And yet all day long you hear from this guy of just, you have to get a part of the program. You have to be a part of what's going on here. There's tribunals coming. There's this coming. Obama's going to end up in jail and it's almost over for the Clintons and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, dude, where are you at? What Bible are you reading? Matter of fact, I had one lady when I brought up another individual. And she just cut me off completely. She was the coolest lady in the world until you told her the truth. And so with that said, friends, that should kind of give you a little bit of an idea as to what we deal with here. We're not here on our own accord, friends. We're here because God has called for me to be here. I've been ordained to do this. Again, not by the will of the flesh. If you talk to my sons, you talk to my wife, how many times when we go somewhere, I'll turn around and say, what are we doing here? I don't want to do this again. I want to live like normal people live. Well, normal people, according to Scripture, are sojourners. So there is no normalities to us in the things of this earth. Because we're called to yield ourselves over to the Holy Ghost who operates in the miraculous. According to what the Word says, not to what fallen reprobates want you to believe it says. Hey friends, case in point, why do you think that the prosperity preachers in the United States have prospered so? I mean, they ask you, they do nothing but lie to you. They preach Cain is godliness. The Bible tells us to withdraw ourselves from them. But you go to their meetings and they have thousands of people there. They beg for a new airplane. The money's given to them. Because they have sold their souls out to the enemy of their souls. Because they care more about money than they do the souls of men. And yet the Bible tells us, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And they're kissed all day long. But they continuously write the checks out so they can go get their brand new cars. Go get their brand new homes. Third and fourth homes. Brand new airplanes. Lear jets that cost $65 million. And the people are right there to give them the money. But when we tell you, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because that is the message, Matthew 3:2, all of a sudden you become an enemy to those that hate the truth. So, with that little rant and that little piece of my heart given, I just want to tell you folks, you're being deceived at every corner. Not only through this administration, the church is all the more being inundated with a willful heart, with their hands wide open and their hearts wide open to false prophets that are telling them that everything's going to be okay and Trump's administration's going to do this. We have yet to see it. And then what we do is we get people giving us phone calls and then they stand back and they try to make excuses as to why he hasn't done it yet. And you know what their number one excuses, because they're attempting to justify themselves, just give them more time. Really? Because that's funny, because Barack Hussein Obama, who is an enemy to this country, as you well know, it's interesting that when he was incumbent the very first day, starting his tenure for 8 years to violate our Constitution by giving us the finger over 1,180 times, it's interesting, he started off the first day. And we're supposed to give Donald Trump more time to do the right thing. It doesn't make any sense outside of the fact that it makes perfect sense. And people in this country deserve what they get. And again, there's no other way to say it. There's not a nice way of saying what I just said to you. You know, again, we're to follow Jesus Christ. We're not to follow man. And if you're for the law, friends, you're not for party affiliation, which are unconstitutional. And you know what's funny about it? Is meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting in the thousands, friends, across the country. When I ask them the question, just stand up and show me what I'm telling you is incorrect. I have yet to see one hand go up. I've yet to receive that phone call after 17 years of being on national radio. When am I going to get it? Come on. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Want to give a shout out to Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Again, thank you for the broadcast. We appreciate your trust. Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Talking about the church militant, where is it at? You know what's interesting is I'm getting caught up on this Ilhan Omar's comment of I think I got it stuck in my head. I feel like a broken record when I say forgive me. I remember when I first got into the church, and I seen all of what was going on. I'll just give you my experience. That's all I can give you, right? I remember when I first got into the church, I started asking questions to the pastor of the church. And by the way, a pastor is not to lead the church. Apostle first, then the prophet, then the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Pastors brought up one time throughout the New Testament. One time. And yet pastors are overseeing churches in the United States of America. With that said, I remember started asking questions because I was working during the day and then I'd go home and I was so hungry to stay in the Word of God. That's all I'd do is feed on it. I was like at that deer that panted for the water of the Word. And I remember asking the pastor, why is it that we're doing this? And why are we doing that? So, of course, all of a sudden I became ostracized sooner or later because now I was questioning the way that they were doing things there. And unbeknownst to me, friends, I didn't know. I was just asking simple questions as a little, as an innocent child would ask his big brother or his dad. That's how I was asking questions. And I remember many times he would look at me, this particular individual, and he'd say, well, that's just how we do things now. And I remember even asking questions like about the Old Testament and the New Testament and the moral law of God, and, you know, not really knowing anything because, again, I was a brand new baby that was born in the fire, and I wasn't settling for the smoke, and I wanted answers. And, of course, I was told that the law is a thing of the past and God's done away with the law, not making distinction between ceremonial and moral law, of course. And you can see they are now the preachers of antinomianism. They have no regard for law. And then they wonder why their country is in a state of anarchy. But I remember that. And it comes to my aid right now. So when I would lay the straight stick, the Word of God, up to these people and ask them, why aren't we doing it this way anymore? They would just simply say, we don't do things like that anymore. We don't do it like that anymore. And I've seen a lot of things that were in this church. It was a Pentecostal church. And a lot of things that were taking place in this church was a lot of hype. And then when you wanted to see the hype manifest, well, then you'd see their hand a part of helping the manifestation come along, right? I mean, I've seen some stupid things in this church. I remember one guy came from I don't know where, and he was a guest speaker, and he was talking about how Jesus appeared to him, and he was walking around with them, having a conversation with them. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second. Anybody that was in contact with the Lord, they hit the dirt. Even angels, they would hit the dirt. And the Lord, in His mercy and kindness, would put His hand upon them and lift them up and say, be not afraid. And I would start to, just everything was coming clear to me. It was coming more clear day by day that these people ain't reading the Word of God. They got their own little click clubs going on here, and they do the things that they want to do. And again, they're picking what they do and what they don't do. They're picking scriptures and they're pulling them out of context, and then they're putting some into context that works for their agenda. I remember one time I was completely broken. Martin Luther said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Oh my goodness, was he right. Read Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. And he said in Isaiah 66:2, he said, to this man will I look, to him who is a broken and a contrite spirit, repentant, and trembleth at my word. And that's where I was. And I would go to church. And I remember one time I was just so broken. And this pastor guy, who's very prophetic, said to me, come here. And I said, what? And he brought me in the back. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm telling you, man, the only time I feel right is when I'm feeding on the Word of God. I said, I go to work, and I can't wait to get home to get back into the Word again. And I didn't understand this transformation of power and how I was being redeemed at that time by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which He was working in me and through me to His glory, right? And I remember he said to me, there's something wrong. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wait a second, there's something wrong because the only time I feel right is when I'm feeding on the Word of God? I mean, you can look at a newborn baby, and I was newborn. You know, the only time that baby feels right when he first comes out of the mama's womb and for the next couple of years is when he's feeding. And yet, in the spiritual, which we're supposed to learn from the natural, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned, the Bible tells us, there was something wrong because I was like that little baby that needed to be fed constantly. And folks, that has been the history of my ministry since day one. You know, my wife tells people this quite a bit. You know what's so cool about your testimony, Brad? It is the Lord did everything from A to Z. He did. I didn't make an appeal to the arm of the flesh. And I also realized that my whole entire life, that there was very few that ever took the time to say anything about a guy named Jesus to me. Ever. And I said this a couple weeks, and I'll say it again because it's worthy to be repeated. When I was doing the wrong things, nobody had a problem with me. But when I started doing the right things according to the Word of God, all of a sudden there was a problem with Bradley. And the family needs to know what's wrong with Bradley. My mom said that to me once, and I had to say to her, what do you mean what's wrong? You mean what's right? No, what's wrong is that you haven't taken heed to the Word of God. Neither did this aunt or these family members that called themselves Christians for years and never one time loved me enough to tell me the truth, the hard truth, and nothing but the truth. Mom, it's not what's wrong, it's now what's right. And if we really truly love Him for what He did for us on the cross, we're going to live unto Him who died for us. To every jot and every tittle, we're going to know His Word. We're going to practice what we preach. And we're going to ask for more grace to keep His commandments even better. You know, it's funny because I remember when I was 14 years old at one time, friends, and I got in trouble drinking with some of my acquaintances. And I remember I ended up in detox when I was 14 years old. And I wasn't a drinker. I never really liked it. I didn't do the things that other people did, friends. I just, you know, and if you did, you tried to fit in. And that was all a facade under false pretenses. And you do that to the best of your ability, too, even when you hated it. Even the music they listened to, I couldn't stand it. But to be a part, you would do it. But I remember one time I went to this detox when I was 14 years old, and this guy, and I can still see him now, and I was just this little hard-headed punk because I was kind of a street kid, more or less. And more than less, I should say. But I remember one time he looked at me and he said, you just want to, you know, jump over the top of the table and beat me and use some vulgarities. And I said, yeah. And that guy stuck with me for my whole life, throughout my whole life, to the present. Because he was the only guy to ever tell me what nobody else was willing to tell me. And that was the truth. And that guy's got a pocket in my heart that will never go away because he was being used by God, regardless of him, because he didn't know that he was being used. But every step of my way, I can see where the Lord was always there with His hand on my life saying, nope, this is me, this is me, this is me. And you know when it came about? In Thy faithfulness, Thou hast afflicted me that I might learn Thy statutes. Isn't it interesting? The Lord said that to David. And David prayed that back. In Thy faithfulness, Thou hast afflicted me that I might learn Thy statutes, Your ways. So it's through hard truth, the hard love. Remember, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent of your sin. What is sin? 1 John 3:4. Go to Exodus 20, read the Ten Commandments, and you'll find that you're guilty of breaking every single one of them. You need Christ. That's what the law does. But you know what's interesting about all of this, friends, is the way that the Lord showed me that He loved me, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He was knocking at the door of my heart by showing me His faithfulness to afflict me that I might learn His ways. And see, people think that's hate today. That isn't hate, friends. That's love. If you love your children enough, you should know exactly what I'm talking about. But if you don't, he withholds the rod, hates his own son. Love you by what we do. It's kind of a sporadic show, shooting from the hip and the heart. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.